It's time for us to check in with our friends from the city of York. We've got Rebecca Mestis. She handles all of the events and activities for all the folks that live in the city of York and beyond. And Dalton Pierce is the city manager for the city of York. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Rebecca, we'll get to you because I know we're getting close to Summerfest here in a quick second. Dalton, let's start with you. While a lot of municipalities have finished the budget process, those in the city of York, you're just kind of starting the budget process-ish.
Right, right. So, you know, we have that October 1 start date, like the federal fiscal year. A lot of people are that July 1. But, you know, in our current fiscal year, we actually council approved the amendment for our current fiscal year. And what we did there is actually pay off a substantial amount of debt service that would carry over in the next two or three years, about $440,000. So very appreciative of that, and also be able to basically pay as we go for all of our capital projects. You know, we've got 10 out of 18 that have passed procurement, and our largest ones being our wastewater treatment plant, which is about $11 or $12 million, and then our Liberty Street water line, which is about $7.4 million. So very thankful to do that. You know, we're definitely approaching that October 1 start date. I'll be giving my recommendation to City Council of the FY25 budget here at the end of August. So some highlights there: we are proposing 10 new full-time employees, which, you know, we desperately need at this point in time to meet our service demands. Then we have a great deal of studies and plans, you know, our comprehensive plan, updating that. We have a property condition survey and needs assessment, downtown master plan, ped and bike update to that plan. So a vast majority of plans, and, you know, we're not trying to just have plans on plans and studies on studies by any means, but, you know, the city's in, you know, that growth phase, you know, kind of like a kid, you know, you're starting to hit that growth spurt and you don't know how tall you're going to get. So, you know, we're trying to be methodical and have our best uses of resources to basically program and develop you know, capital improvement projects or capital improvement plans across a variety of different services to be able to meet the needs that we're going to continually get with our growth as far as that goes.
When you look at your budget, how much are we talking about here? How big is
it? So it's going to, you know, our budget amendment went to $51 million. Our budget this year coming up in FY25 is going to be all over $51 million again. So, you know, in the current fiscal year, so if you go back two fiscal years, it was about 23.7. We went to 47 this year. So it was about a 97% increase. So a lot of that is our capital projects, grants and such. But, you know, we're going to continue to obviously go after those grants and programs. But if you're talking about operations, we're every bit of, you know, 23, 24 million.
Does this budget at this point call for any kind of tax increase or impact to the residents in the city of York?
So the only thing we're looking at right now, no tax increase is proposed at this time. 6% solid waste increase on the commercial side. The city or the county's gone up on their landfill fees, you know, per ton. And then the city of Rock Hill has increased the water purchase 4%. So we'd look to pass the 4% on to the customers in the per thousand rate.
At this point in the budget process, so agencies and department heads have already submitted their requests, and you've had to say yes and no. So,
right.
You know, I don't have to deal with the budget, so I think a lot of people might have the vision of you or whoever has to look at the budget with like a red pen going nope and yes and everything like that.
Right.
What do you want folks to know if you do have to decline something or scratch something out? What would you like to tell them?
So when it comes to that, you know, we have to have a true reality of where we're at, you know, especially, yes, we have a lot of homes, but it's not that, you know, that are coming online, but it's not like we're collecting all those taxes in this year. So everything that has been, you know, provided a certificate of occupancy this year, we'll pay a full tax bill next year. So there's a little bit of a delay, but we're seeing an increase of about $500,000 currently per year in property tax revenue. But what it really boils down to is, what is it look like in our five-year personnel plan? We do understand that we're going to have to continually add personnel in our public safety, our police and fire department. You know, we're doing a good shot in the arm on the administration side this year. But, you know, in 5 years, you know, we looked at what our budget looks like, you know, operations and maintenance in that general fund and enterprise fund where everybody is paid from. And, you know, we could add an additional 45 positions and still be at a total loaded cost with conservative values out of about 57%, which, you know, best practices state to stay below that 70. So, but obviously it's about service demand. You know, we don't want our service levels to decrease by any means, but also we have to be very careful about macroeconomics that we can't control, but, you know, be lean, but be fierce. So,
well, it's such a delicate balance to balance growth and the vision ahead with reality.
Right.
And sometimes what we think and see with our own eyes that you just described as sometimes not living in reality.
Yeah, and when it comes to the budget, you know, we are doing a lot and putting a lot, you know, in this past budget and in the budget upcoming, but, you know, we still want to be able to be flexible and dynamic, you know, not overburden ourselves, but be very aggressive, but, you know, minimize risk.
All right, we're speaking with the City of York, and so we just got a rundown from the city manager. Now we want to turn our focus to all the events and activities happening in the City of York, and York Summerfest is on the calendar once again.
Yes, we are a month away from York Summerfest, Saturday, August 24th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we will be releasing the stage schedules soon and all of the activity that is going to happen. But I can say that we have a couple of great bands that are going to be playing on our main stage. The BMX team is going to be out there again. We've got hundreds of vendors and, you know, food and artists and craft vendors that are going to be out there. So it's sure to be a great time. Probably going to be a hot one. I think everybody has coined this as the hottest weekend of the year. So
what's in the title of the event, so people know they're not going to a Winterfest celebration. Yes. So they know what's in store,
so just be prepared for that. You were talking earlier about the cooling rags.
Yes.
You know, maybe invest in some of those for that day. That might
sure.
be a good idea.
When we look at this year's York Summerfest, again, it's on Saturday, August the 24th, so literally 1 month from today. Is there anything major that has changed majorly this year, or is pretty much the same flow and setup?
Still pretty much the same flow and setup. We are going to have some additional carnival rides over near the City Park area this year as well. So we've always had bounce houses and stuff, but we're adding, you know, a little bit of, you know, extra fling over there.
Oomph. We like that for sure.
Like,
and I also see that hospitality tax grant opens. It's now open, and so that deadline is in August. Now, what are we talking about here, and who can apply for this?
So if you are hosting an event or doing something within city limits in the City of York, you can apply for this grant. So this grant is designed to draw tourism and hospitality to the area. So that's through events or, you know, bringing people to our dining establishments and our retail establishments and things like that. So I encourage you to, you know, take a look at the application. It's on Facebook. It's also on the City of York website. And, you know, look through everything. And if you have questions, they can reach out to me. But, yeah, we will open that, and that's open through August 16th. So make sure to get those applications in on time.
Take advantage of it, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have nothing to lose. Fill out the application and go from there. Well, that is the update from the City of York. As always, you can follow along in person. Check out what's going on in the City of York. But you can also see what's going on all of their social media platforms as well. But put on your calendar, Summerfest. It will be here before we know it, 1 month from today.